Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 13th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Update, AI Video Filter, Gemini Image AI, AI Internet Shift. AI Update. Apple is on a mission to shrink its mixed reality headset, the Vision Pro, while simultaneously exploring displayless smart glasses inspired by Meta. These smart glass concepts rely on voice control and bone conduction speakers for audio output. Meanwhile, Google is on the brink of acquiring the Canadian startup AdHoc Microsystems, known for its innovative eye-tracking technology for smart glasses. OpenAI has introduced new tools for developers to simplify building AI agents and is investing up to $11.6 billion in CoreWeave's data centers for training and running its AI models. Meta Platforms is testing self-developed AI chips designed for training artificial intelligence. AI Video Filter. Google Workspace just got a significant AI upgrade. Users can now enhance their video calls with tools that automatically adjust video and audio quality. Imagine having a personal studio setup in Google Meet, thanks to the AI assistant, Gemini. It filters out background noise and sharpens your image, making you stand out. Plus, customizable virtual lighting simulates studio conditions, allowing you to tweak light position, brightness, and color. You can even generate custom backgrounds like office spaces or bookshelves. Meanwhile, Google Chat's automatic translation feature supports around 120 languages, translating incoming messages into your preferred language while keeping the original text visible. These AI benefits are available in the standard and plus packages of Workspace Business and Enterprise, excluding Business Starter, with most features already in place. Gemini Image AI. Google has unveiled native image generation in its Gemini 2.0 Flash language model. Designed from the ground up to be multimodal, Gemini models not only understand images but can also generate them. This promises more precise image outputs compared to traditional image models. Developers can now access this feature via Google AI Studio and the Gemini API across supported regions, integrating it into applications with just a few lines of code. Gemini's image generation utilizes a large multimodal model, merging text comprehension, enhanced reasoning, and multimodal inputs. Google highlights four key applications: combining text and images for storytelling, enabling conversational image editing, leveraging the model's world knowledge for realistic and accurate images, and achieving precise text representation in images. AI Internet Shift. Google's latest AI model, Gemma 3, offers developers new tools for creating AI applications across multiple devices. Touted as the world's best single accelerator model, it surpasses similar offerings from major players like Facebook's Llama and OpenAI. A standout feature of Gemma 3 is its enhanced vision encoder, which improves image processing capabilities. Additionally, it includes a new image safety classifier designed to filter explicit content, ensuring a safer user experience. These updates highlight Google's commitment to advancing AI technology, providing more versatile and secure options for developers. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.